Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Man, a lot of implications from this story. One, let me just put it out there first, and then we'll react to it. North Carolina legislators filed a bill this week that would require North Carolina and NC State to withdraw from the ACC should the conference decide to boycott the state again. Last year, the ACC decided to pull its neutral site championship games and tournaments out of North Carolina because of House Bill 2, the controversial law that limited legal protections for the LGBTQ community. A couple questions. One, why are they just... I mean, I guess I get it because they have governance over the schools, but they're going after the ACC. I mean, the NBA pulled its championship game out of Charlotte. The NCAA also moved the tournament games that wound up helping hashtag Cult of Frank in South Carolina because they played Duke in South Carolina instead of North Carolina. There have been a lot of entities, not just the ACC, that have tried to do something. And I seriously doubt, I mean, I don't know enough about the politics going on there in North Carolina. The odds that this actually passes, it's got a lot of hurdles to go through where for this thing to actually become law. I guess if you're a Big 12 fan, you look at this and say, I mean, if they come open.
Oh, don't go down this road.
Well, let me phrase it to you this way. If it means more stability for K-State, if you add North Carolina and NC State and you have a solid conference like that, I mean, we're getting into you're going to have a lot of discussions there that are going to transcend sports and politics and just merge everything into one. But, man, that is a headline. Like, that's a hell of a headline, and it's going to get people reading and talking. I don't think anything will actually come from it. But who would have thought that a bunch of bathroom issues that apparently we've been dealing with through time because no one had ever thought to acknowledge them now coming up in this House bill could lead to so many crazy things here.
You done?
It seems to have caused many more problems than it has solved. I will put it that way.
You remember Scott Sutton?
Son. He's from the Eddie Sutton.
Son of Eddie Sutton.
Tree, right?
Yeah, son of Eddie Sutton. Former head coach at Oral Roberts. He was recently fired after the Golden Eagles were very bad this year. But, you know, Oral Roberts beat KU in Lawrence back in 2006. They've had some success in their history. Well, a very interesting story about part of the reason that their program has had a downfall recently. They recently got a new president that wanted to return the university to its evangelist roots. And for that reason, the basketball program was not allowed to recruit players that had tattoos. And they also had to take a Christian faith exam to prove they were Christian in order to get into the school. So
that doesn't seem to be nearly as big a deal if you're trying to recruit as not recruiting guys with tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and there are religious guys that get tattoos of religious symbols on their body.
Yeah, and the pool of players that Oral Roberts had from which to choose shrunk, and they won 9 games this past year. Now they're looking for a new coach. But, man, those are some policies that are not going to help you get to a Final Four, I'll tell you that.
Boy, maybe Baylor should just go back to, wasn't it that they couldn't they couldn't dance on campus or something until like the mid-90s?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that was always the joke there. I don't think my guy Scott Drew would be doing as well if he had to tell the players they couldn't dance on campus. I don't know, maybe we should just even the playing field, everybody should go after it like that. I'm sorry, Mitch. I'm sorry.
You guys take forever.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so TMZ just reported WWE plans to sign Rob Gronkowski as soon as he's done with the NFL. So there is that.
Well, he was on SmackDown last night.
I called that on my my WrestleMania hot takes.
But here's my real, you can't be serious, Ebbett Farnan, who is a senior at Notre Dame, used to run track in high school, ran a half marathon over the weekend, 13-plus miles. Every mile he finished, he chugged a beer. 13 of them. He has video proof of it. He finished in 1 hour, 43 minutes, and 42 seconds.
Was he, like, staggering towards the finish line by the end
of
this?
I'd be puking. Any normal person would be puking their guts out.
What if you had to chug an emergency vodka every single mile?
Would probably be safer.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Guess it depends
it's
on the ratio.
It's got vitamins.
There. That'll do it for the game.
The news. That's now. This is.